This is Hortibiz News Radio.
Hortibiz News Radio from GrowTech 2023, where I'm walking around and talking with both exhibitors, but also people from organization, and also sometimes a visitor, because I came across Ronald Hoek. He is from Blue Radix. We have heard him before on Hortibiz News Radio. They don't have a booth over here, but they're here as a visitor. So maybe, Ronald, you can explain a little bit, why do you come to GrowTech?
For starters, we wanted to visit Antalya, of course. Nice place. Now, GrowTech, I didn't know it, to be honest, until 1.5-2 years ago. But I heard a lot of good stories about it. It's amazing. It's a big burst event. It's a big show. And on a, from a high professional level.
And this is also what you heard already.
That's what I heard. So that was the reason for our visit. I'm here with a colleague. And it's true. It's a big professional show. Just having the first hours here, and for us to investigate if we want to be here next year with a booth, and what kind of people are coming here, what is the atmosphere, and can we make connections with people already here for next year's collaborations?
Yeah, because what would be the reason to exhibit here for Blue Radix?
Well, we are helping growers all around the world with algorithms to support them in daily operations, climate management, irrigation, energy management, and that's definitely also needed in the countries, in Turkey itself, but also in the countries around it. They're growing, but they do not have the skilled growers on the floor. So that's why we think there's a lot of potential here for Blue Radix.
And do you think that it is the right time for Blue Radix to come here? Because in generally what I hear, for example, from exhibitors that are more high tech is that they put a little bit lower tech like in these countries, but it's growing. And then Blue Radix, of course, you're super high tech. Do you think that would be a match in the right time? Or?
Yeah, it would surprise you. It is high tech, but it makes growing much more simple than it is today. So that's, well, a bit of a strange combination. And that's why we think we can definitely help here as well. But for sure, it's something to investigate. And if we have several good growers here on a good level who can be our advocates in the market, that will be a good start also in this area.
And we also hear a lot that GrowTech is, or at least like Turkey, is like the door between Europe and Asia. Would that be also interesting for Blue Radix to approach the Asian market a bit more?
We are already active in Asia at several countries like Japan and South Korea. So that was not per se the reason to be here, to bridge that gap. We can find our growers over there as well. And also there are the cases that we can bring simplified solutions in an extremely complex world to growers.
Beautiful. And what's your impression so far from being here, from experiencing the start of the GrowTech?
Like I said, it's huge. It's a huge show.
Did you already walk around a bit?
A little bit. I'm amazed by the fact that they're still smoking indoors.
Are they indoors?
Yeah, really.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah. I've seen it. It's shocking nowadays, right? but yeah, definitely. When it comes down on the level of professionalism, we definitely belong here.
Nice. Sounds good. Ronald Hoek, Blue Radix. I'm very curious to see if next year you'll be one of the exhibitors and I can interview you in your own booth. So time will tell, and I wish you the best of luck for walking around and getting a right impression of GrowTech.
Thank you.
Thank you.
24/7 news, information, and the best music vibes to grow sustainable. This is Hortibiz News Radio.